Now I want to restate that the advice of invest for the long term, be patient, and diversify is solid advice for those that have limited financial education and investment experience. The point I want to reinforce is the idea that you as an individual have three basic choices. They are, 1, do nothing, 2, follow the same old financial planning advice of diversify, or 3, get financially educated. The choice is yours. Obviously, I recommend long-term financial education. In closing, this section points out two flaws in ERISA. The first being that the law requires participants to begin selling once they hit 70 and a half years of age. Within the next few years, we will see the panic begin. When the first 75 million, 83 million if you count immigrants, of the baby boom generation reach the age of 70, more and more money will begin to come out rather than go in. While there is speculation that this may occur in a major way in the year 2016, beware that the financial impact may begin much earlier. You do not need advanced math to figure out that it's tough to keep prices going higher when each year more and more people are selling. The second flaw was that financial education was left up to those who made more money if the investor was less educated. Hence, financial education today is really a sales pitch. Now, I will go into the third flaw in the system. ERISA and many financial planning formulas used today assume that things will work out as long as the market continues to go up. For the sake of millions of people, I hope these assumptions hold true. Yet most professional investors know that in the real world, markets move in three basic directions. Markets move up, which is called a bull market. Markets move down, which is called a bear market. And markets move sideways, which is called a channeling market. The problem with most retirement portfolios is that they are based upon the assumption that markets ultimately move up in the long run. That is why they always say, invest for the long term. To compensate for market volatility, that is, the up, down, and sideways movements of markets, financial planners advise diversification as the solution. This could work if the investor does invest for the long term, and the investor does not happen to retire just at a market peak, which leads to a market crash. If that happens, all assumptions are off. Since markets move in three different directions, and most portfolios are filled with investments that do well only in up markets, that means that most portfolios of the average investor will only do well in one out of three market directions. With most retirement plans loaded with mutual funds, your chances of losing are 2 out of 3. Talk about risky.